Last year, Jim Lauderdale put out a debut album produced by Rodney Crowell that didn't sell many copies, but it made people within the music industry aware of him. Pretty soon, Lauderdale was dropped by his first record company, but found work singing backup on records by people like Carlene Carter, Lucinda Williams, and Dwight Yoakam. Lauderdale has just put out his second solo album called Pretty Close to the Truth. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
It seems to me that there's been a recent upsurge in worthy musicians who fall between the cracks of rock and roll and country music. For all the talk about country's explosion in popularity, it remains the most conservative of genres when it comes to marketing. At any given time, there's only one or two acceptable styles, and right now, if you're not a pretty boy barnstormer or a melodramatic balladeer, you're pretty much out of luck. Rock and roll isn't much more accepting. The days when a pedal steel guitar could be heard in a hit by Linda Ronstadt or the Byrds are long gone. So what's a fellow like Jim Lauderdale to do?
Under the shadows, where there was light once, a little smile grows, shows just
Jim Lauderdale is a young singer-songwriter raised on rock and roll, but partial to the tempo and mood of country music. It suits his attitude, which is one of wry melancholy. Pretty Close to the Truth is a good title for his new second album, since it captures Lauderdale's interesting modesty and ambivalence. He writes songs about being confused about a lover's behavior, about being perplexed about his place in the world. Working in a form that likes blunt, forthright statements and humor that's clever whenever it isn't just plain corny, Jim Lauderdale may be too thoughtful for his own good.
Don't trust me. Don't even let me near your heart. Don't trust me. Go on and let your doubts keep us apart. Just remember tomorrow. If I'm not around, just remember I warned you. Maybe you'd better not kiss me now. Don't trust me. You're sweet.
Lauderdale has managed to carve out a living as a songwriter in Nashville. He's written hits for people like Vince Gill, Mark Chestnut, and Dwight Yoakam. As a performer, he's little more than a cult artist, but I like him more than other country cult faves like Billy Joe Shaver and Butch Hancock, because he doesn't have any of their need for macho self-aggrandizement or hard-boiled platitudes. When Jim Lauderdale tries to get close to the truth, he doesn't care if he comes out looking good or not.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Jim Lauderdale's new album, Pretty Close to the Truth. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.